Hello, everyone out there. This is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. Thank you so much for tuning back in to another one of our Detroit Lions coverage episodes. Obviously, this is the final one of the 2024/2025 season. Definitely not the one I wanted to end it off on, but man, it was a great season. But let's dive into the divisional round game against the Washington Commanders, where the Lions did inevitably fall 45-31. The Commanders push on to the championship game for the NFC and battle the Eagles while the Lions go to Cancun. So it was definitely a hard loss, and I lost my voice that night. I was pretty livid. The Commanders played insane football across the board. They couldn't stop the run, but it was kind of too late for us to even kind of attack the run even more in the second half. Jaden Daniels was exceptional. He was 22 of 31, 299, a 9.6 average with two touchdowns and a QBR of 91.8 and a rating of 122.9. Brian Robinson had 77 yards on the ground plus two touchdowns. Austin Eckler also made some nice plays. Jeremy Nichols had a rushing touchdown for him. So they had three touchdowns on the ground, plus obviously the two touchdowns through the air, one of them going to Terry McLaurin and the other going to Zach Ertz, who was very, very pivotal on some of their fourth down plays. De'Ami Brown really showcased his playmaking ability, 6 for 98. He had a nice game. On the Lions side of things, Amon-Ra St. Brown had 8 catches for 137 yards, 17.1 average. A beast, a true beast. Jahmyr Gibbs had 70 yards through the air, as well as Laporta having 51 plus a touchdown. Jared Goff obviously had a rough game. I know that, but he was 23 of 40, 313, a touchdown with three interceptions. He was sacked twice, QBR of 41.5 and a rating of 60 flat. A lot of people are going to blame it on him. Jameson Williams also had that interception on that really bad dialed up trick play. This, in my opinion, was Ben Johnson's worst called game in such a crucial moment, just getting way too fancy. That Jameson Williams interception, honestly, if they were on a good drive, if they continued that drive and scored and wound up getting points, different game potentially. Teddy Bridgewater saw the field, threw a pass for 3 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs went off on the ground, 14 carries, 105, two touchdowns. Jameson Williams, one carry, 61 yards and a touchdown. And it was awesome to see, because we have all the talent there, but on defense it caught up to us. It really did. Despite the turnovers, you know, the Lions still put up 31 points, and that says all it needs to say. That one Sam Laporta touchdown was the best play Jared Goff's career. That was a Patrick Mahomes type throw, getting ripped down and making the throw. That was exceptional. I'll never forget it. I even said it in the moment. I was like, you know what? Even if the Lions lose this game, I will never forget this play. This play, it really just kind of shows, and it kind of even showed me, like, damn, it's really hard for us to score on this team. Like, you know, it probably wasn't looking good even then, but it looked like we were struggling in terms of just offensive production, and then on defense, we couldn't stop anything. Jack Campbell had 14 total tackles, but he missed so many assignments. Alex Anzalone was a dog, 13 total tackles, 2 TFLs. Brian Branch had 2 TFLs and 11 tackles. Kirby Joseph, 6 tackles and a TFL. Terrion Arnold had a decent game, I want to say, but Levi Onwuzurike had a nice quarterback hit. Same with Josh Pascal, but, you know, we needed production out of our D-line, and no one showed up. Za'Darius Smith had a pass deflection. That was nice in the moment, but he didn't show up at all. I mean, Josh Pascal, 3 tackles plus the quarterback hit. Levi Onwuzurike, a quarterback hit. You know what I don't see on the stat sheet? One singular fucking sack. And that's because Aiden Hutchinson was not there. And also, David Barnes. I mean, you can't forget about some of these guys. And Amik Robertson snapped his arm in half like 3 plays into the game, too. So Vildor had to see the field. And just nothing really went right off rip. Jake Bates was exceptional. 1 for 1 on field goals, 4 for 4 on extra points. Jack Fox had a nice punt. But yeah, this game sucked as a Lions fan to watch, because it really just, it was like, damn, this felt like the year. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Aaron Glenn's, you know, he's gone now. Ben Johnson's gone now. We also lost our defensive line coach, I believe, which sucks. Like, we were gutted. And it's going to come down to, like, we did lose a lot of continuity, but I don't know. I don't want to believe that that's going to hurt us, you know, and set us back this next year. I want to hope that with the talent getting healthy again, everyone getting back and ready to go, and maybe Dan Campbell learned a few things, and same with Brad Holmes, like, you know, what's this draft going to look like? What do we need to target? Me personally, it's got to be defense. It has to be defense. Maybe a left tackle, like a project guy for Decker, or maybe a center for Glasgow, because both those guys had the worst seasons of their careers this year. And that's not going to benefit anybody, especially in the run game with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, as well as Jared Goff's success in the play action pass. So the offensive line, the defensive line, and corner, I feel like, are the three big necessities. And honestly, linebacker as well. Malcolm Rodriguez is going to be healthy again next year. Same with David Barnes. I really hope that, you know, we come next year and we play a little smarter in terms of, you know, let's battle this war of attrition a little better. And I know it's not really all, it's no one's fault, really. It really isn't. It's just a matter of, like, let's try and, at all costs, teach our guys to avoid these situations if possible, because it just seemed like the injury bug destroyed us this year, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But Dan Campbell did coach his team to a 15-win season, first round bye in the playoffs, another appearance in the playoffs. I just hope that, you know, that 2023 season, excuse me, that, yeah, the 2023-2024 season wasn't the best that we'll see from the Detroit Lions. I hope they don't fall into a regressive state in terms of maybe going back to like a 10-win or like a 9-8, barely getting into the playoffs, but they need to get back to the ground board. They need to get back to the drawing board, and it looks like they already are. The Detroit Lions are expected to hire Buccaneers run game / defensive line coach Casey Rogers as their new defensive line coach, per Jay Fowler on ESPN. The Lions are starting to rebuild their coaching staff slowly but surely. And as well as this, Detroit Lions general manager Brad Holmes has been named the PFWA's 2024 Executive of the Year. Brad Holmes has won this award in back-to-back seasons. In my opinion, he is the best GM in the NFL. I also, you know, had this question posed to me. Would we be upset if Matt Eberflus was our defensive coordinator? I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't be. Like, his defenses in Chicago were always really good. Him as a coordinator, I feel like, is the peak of what he'll be in the NFL. And that's where his strengths and his skills are best suited. That could be an option for the defensive coordinator position, as well as Robert Saleh. I like his vibe. His energy kind of fits well into Dan Campbell's room, locker room, as well as scheme. That's another option as well. You know, Brad Holmes and the injuries of the edge position and how hard it was to add pieces midseason. He said, quote, "That was the most difficult player acquisition journey that I've ever dealt with, trying to replace and, like, kind of get some production out of that edge position after losing Aiden Hutchinson the way that we did." Detroit Lions general manager Brad Holmes and the hiring of new coordinators this offseason, quote, "I have full faith and trust in Dan to make sure we're going to have the right people in place in those spots." So Brad Holmes is clearly showing that he has faith and the utmost respect in Dan Campbell to make those decisions, to bring in those guys, to have them bring in their teams, and to get things rolling. Like, let's enter a different phase. Like, this needs to be the all-out, we are not going to fucking stop no matter how many times people are going to beat us down type of phase. And I just don't want to see that kind of negativity surrounding the team or surrounding the fan base. You can't give up on us after a season like this. This was a great season. It didn't end the way we wanted it to by any fucking means, but things still need to kind of clear up. This defense, we would not have won a Super Bowl with this defense. The way it has been playing, besides Week 18, that anomaly, it definitely, you know, we went through enough adversity. We lost so many guys. So many injuries arose. Like, you can't predict that. Dan Campbell has been named the finalist for NFL Coach of the Year. I honestly, you know, based on that division round knockout, he doesn't really deserve it. But if you look at the other finalists, The only other one that really deserves it is Dan Quinn, and another guy out there, Sean McDermott, who's done a hell of a job as well. Jared Goff did get into the NFL MVP finalist conversation, which is so well deserved. He was absolutely, I think he had his best season ever this year for sure. And it's good to see that. You know, it's not like I'm not taking anything lightly with that. I think that he developed more. I think he got better at what his strong suits are. And I think that honestly, after ending in the playoffs like that, I think knowing what a competitor he is and like how he's kind of approached his second home in Detroit, I have no worry about Jared Goff. That I mean, yes, some of the throws were bad, and you know, I'm not blaming the outcome of the game on him by any means of the imagination. I mean, there was all around issues, the defense, Ben Johnson's play calling, I mean, the turnovers in general, everything kind of just came down to this just wasn't our year. It wasn't not meant to be, because no team that wins a Super Bowl plays like that in the divisional round. That's just the facts. The comeback season for Aiden Hutchinson in 2025 and 2026 is going to be insane, though. A little bit of a prediction, but Defensive Player of the Year candidate already. I don't know. I think he's going to come back with a fucking vengeance, and obviously, I think he'll be obviously the comeback player of the year. With Aaron Glenn taking the New York Jets job, the Detroit Lions will receive two third-round compensatory draft picks in 2025 and 2026, which honestly, I have noticed that Brad Holmes gets value throughout the entire draft, but the third and fourth round specifically are guys that have seemed to be immediate impact players like Malcolm Rodriguez or even a guy like Khalil Dorsey. You know, there's so many other guys I could name. The New York Jets, like I said, are hiring Detroit Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn as their next head coach. Both Detroit Lions coordinators have now taken head coaching jobs. Dan Campbell now has some work to do this offseason to replace those positions. Ben Johnson took the Chicago Bears job in the division. Ben Johnson, on taking the job in the NFC North, quote, "I wanted to stay in the division, and to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year." He also said, "I will forever be in Dan Campbell's debt and respect the heck out of him." And obviously, that's well said. Amon-Ra St. Brown and him were also like kind of going back and forth and stuff. And they're like, "Yeah, I'm going to beat you twice a year." Then Ben Johnson's like, "I'm going to beat the fuck out of you." Like, it's just funny as shit. Just two guys having some banter back and forth. It's official. The New England Patriots are hiring Detroit Lions defensive line coach Terrell Williams as their next defensive coordinator, which is insanely well-deserved, especially with the kind of overachieving this defensive line had to do to kind of even maintain production after losing Aiden Hutchinson. But it just sucks that we're losing him now too, but we are replacing him with Casey Rogers from Tampa, who is one of the best, if not the best, defensive line coach in the NFL right now. And especially with Aiden Hutchinson coming back, that's going to be exciting to pair them together. I'm really excited to see Al-Qaeda and Muhammad get better. I'm excited to see Josh Pascal get better. I really wished that we could have gotten more production from our edge positions after Aiden Hutchinson went down. Za'Darius Smith had some decent games here and there, but he's just honestly too old, honestly, to develop that power move or that bull rush. He just doesn't have that anymore, at least not that I saw. At least if it was a good, adequate guard or tackle, he's not getting past them. Like, he might develop a pressure, but I mean, he's not. Very rarely did I see him getting home, and honestly, maybe because it was the supporting cast he had around him, but still, though, I mean, he should have been, you know, a guy that came in and kind of elevated everyone else, and it helped in certain moments in some of those, like, late season, regular season games, but overall, it didn't really kind of amount to anything in those dire moments, so it really does suck to say that this season is over. I really hope Jared Goff wins MVP, just to say fuck all y'all and all y'all Goff haters, but you know, that won't happen, but it's just awesome to see him in the final five, and well-deserved. Great season from the Lions in general. It sucks that it's over, like I said, but you really can't beat yourself up too much about it. It's, you know, it's any given Sunday, and the Commanders are one hell of a team. Jaden Daniels is going to be one hell of a quarterback to be playing against in the NFC for a long time, a team that, you know, you're going to have to pencil in now going forward for sure. and then, you know, make sure you have that circled on your calendar, because that's going to be a big game and you're going to need a goddamn good defense to be able to kind of contain that kind of poise out of a rookie quarterback. And especially going forward, it's going to get even more dangerous. So the Lions really need to get their edge rush positions to a legitimate threat level with Aiden Hutchinson, getting Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or something, getting someone else to go opposite of Aiden Hutchinson to assist, and then have anyone in the center that, you know, who gives a fuck? I mean, if you have two elite edge rushers, who gives a fuck? You're winning the game. You're going to cause havoc and create turnovers. That's what we need. And then we need the corners to be adequate enough to play man and to be able to, you know, do those types of things and feed off of that front seven's energy. And we just, in my opinion, don't have that, especially after losing Carlton Davis. Really hope that we re-sign him. And it does look like, I did hear reports that we are going to be talking to Kevin Zeitler about another extension, maybe probably another year or two, and then also Carlton Davis. So bringing those two guys back is huge. I really hope that we bring back Amik Robertson as well, but due to the late season injury, I imagine we're going to let him walk, and then we probably draft a corner if need be. But I would like to keep Amik and get rid of Vildor and then draft a corner either way. I think that's just a way to do it, just a smart move. Keep hammering picks at that position until you get someone that's going to actually step up and step in and make a play, because Vildor isn't it, and Ennis Rakestraw was injured practically all year, so we really need some more depth at that position to make sure that these elite wide receivers, these fast, you know, Swiss Army knife weapons on offenses now are going to be contained, and we at least have a lot of good guys in that back end that can communicate with Kirby Joseph, communicate with Ify Melifonwu, who also kind of had a rough tail end of this season. After a really good year last year, he's just kind of fell off a little bit low-key, but honestly, coming back off the injury late in the year definitely doesn't do you any justice. So I'm excited to see our guys be healthy, defense come in 100%, and hopefully we can maintain that stamina, maintain that, you know, injury bug freeness of not having to deal with that kind of adversity next year, and hopefully we can attack the playoffs and go further than we did this year. Obviously that's the goal, but let me grab a sip of my beverage here, folks, bear with me. But yeah, no, just a very upsetting conclusion. Not everyone is going to be in this kind of neutral headspace that I'm in. Obviously, I understand that, but you have to just kind of realize that the NFL, it's about trends. What's working now? Who is popping now? What team is working the best now? And with the way the Commanders ended their season and the way that Jaden Daniels finished his rookie season in general, you can only give them credit. I mean, they played their ass off. They honestly slapped the Lions around. Their offense couldn't be stopped, and that's inevitably what won them the game, is just the fact that they could not stop scoring points, and that really definitely hurt, especially considering the fact that it was at Ford Field. So hopefully next year it'll be a different outcome, and we can be a little more optimistic on that. But you know, if you guys are new to the channel, new to the podcast, new to all this, make sure you guys give us a little like, a little rating, a little follow. If you're checking us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcast, it's greatly appreciated for all the support. We're also on YouTube at Tea Time Reports. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, and comment on there. We post pretty much every week on there. We try and do it as much as possible. We're also very prevalent on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at Tea Time Reports. All support is greatly appreciated. If you guys want to join the community, check out some of our social media pages. We're also on TikTok, like I said, if that doesn't get shut down, obviously. But yeah, we are very prevalent on social media every single day. If you guys want to be a part of the community, have any suggestions, have any, you know, arguments or anything like that, man, just feel free to give us a holler. All that kind of camaraderie and banter, it goes a long way. A little comment, a little like here and there, it does more than most of y'all realize. So it's greatly appreciated for anyone tuning in right now. Wherever, however, whenever you're listening to this, it is greatly appreciated for all the support. Again, this is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. I kind of already kind of plugged the all of our social media, but yeah, no, it sucks that the season's over for the Lions. And to any Lion fan out there, you know, don't give up. It's been such a hell of a ride the past 4 years. I'm going to give Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, all those guys the credit and the trust And I'm gonna keep my head up and hope that next year, you know, it can get better. And if it was a 15-win season this year, getting better doesn't mean getting to 15 wins. What it means is, even if they're a wild card team, just win. They need to win. They need to get to the Super Bowl and win. That's one of the biggest things that I need to see in my lifetime, is the Detroit Lions holding up a Super Bowl championship in their grasp, in their paws. The city of Detroit would go nuts. The state of Michigan would go absolutely insane. The world would go insane. You know, and I think that that's what kind of sucks, is because the expectations this team had, and it just didn't deliver. And I hope that that kind of pressure is something that they're going to be used to even more now, especially going forward. That's all you can really hope for development, for growth, for progress. But yeah, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, I love you. I hope you're okay. I know it's been a rough week after that loss, and it's going to be really hard to watch football this weekend in general, because the Lions aren't playing in any of the games. So everyone out there, thank you again so much for tuning in to another episode of our Detroit Lions coverage. We'll be back next year with our Detroit Lions coverage, obviously. We're not next year, but later this year in the fall time when the next NFL season kicks off. But yeah, no, it's been a hell of a ride. Really fun covering this team throughout the whole year. We didn't miss a beat. We didn't miss a week. So if you guys like, comment, subscribe, follow, give us a rating, give us a comment, a like, all that good stuff, it's greatly appreciated. Again, this is Trevor with T-Time Reports signing off here. Stay awake, stay safe, and peace.